Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm on the line.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Sandra Crystal is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the President and Chief Operating Officer of Globalscape Incorporated, and their business helps people like you and me make their websites more powerful, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning to you all.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back on the show. Sandy, one of the things that has been interesting to me over the last several years to observe is the evolution of the internet, and not only just the internet, but the evolution of the way we put ourselves out there on the internet, the storefront, so to speak,
yes,
that we have on the internet, our website, and you know, in the old days, you know, many of us just had a presence. We just had I remember my first website was, you know, by comparison, was you know, a one-sheet pamphlet.
Sure, like a brochure website.
Exactly, compared to what we've got right now. And then, of course, we grew, and a lot of people have done that, and they're adding more and more content. They're realizing that our websites are not just a business card or a brochure on the net. Our websites are powerful marketing tools. They're powerful customer service tools. They can be powerful content delivery and information delivery tools.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of different ways where we're learning more and more. There are a lot of different ways to use our websites to leverage our business model. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those ways today.
Sure. I think even the most savvy small businesses have known for a while that the website and the internet and your presence on the web has been a very cost-effective way to reach out to the world and deliver information. They're just starting to use it, I think, in real powerful ways to aid in the attraction and retention of customers, mm-hmm. In generation of leads and marketing campaigns, and then obviously as serving as a vehicle for commerce, depending on the nature of the business. But there's some real unique ways that even people with basic PC skills can start to leverage some of those capabilities for the benefit of their own business.
Well, exactly. And I think that a lot of people, especially small business owners, they've got this notion that the only people who can have the, you know, the really cool capability on their websites are the big companies. And that's just not true anymore, is it?
It's not true. In fact, Globalscape is a small business. We have less than 50 employees, and we do business all around the world. The nature of our business is software distribution, and so the web serves as a real important distribution vehicle for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we are able to obtain so much information that makes us much more intelligent in the way that we serve our customers' needs, and their business is much smaller than we are that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been encouraging small business owners to do for a long, long time now is to put content on their website, to put something on there that's, I'll give you, the first time it really hit me between the eyes was my very first website. I was so proud of it. This was a long, long time ago. I was so proud of it, Sandy. And a buddy of mine, he turns out he is a true friend, called me up and he said, "Jim, I just went to your website." And I said, "Oh, yeah. How do you like it?" I mean, I was so proud of my very first time. He said, "But Jim, it's all about you." He said, "I love you, but it's all about you."
Right.
And you know what? It really hurt my feelings.
Oh.
But then after about a minute and a half, I started looking at my own website through his eyes, so to speak.
Right.
And I said, "You know what? He's right." And you know what? We from that moment on, we've been trying to avoid that scenario, even though, you know, my name is the brand, it's still,
right.
Still the stuff you find there is not just about me. But when I talk about content, it doesn't have to be anymore an article or something like that. It can be a lot of different things, can it?
It can be a lot of different things. In fact, I think it's funny how you say your initial website was all about you. That's usually how they start. But your
uh-huh.
customers want them to be all about them.
That's right.
And one of the tools that you can employ to find out what your customers need are some really great tools such as web surveys that that you can conduct right from your website that anybody with basic PC skills can literally get up and running in minutes, and then leverage a variety of questionnaires and question types, from true-false, essay questions, etc., and then actually gather data online in a very easy format without programming required, and then use that information as power to do a better job of solving their customers' problems.
Now, what would I use a survey for? What would be an application for a survey?
Okay, a couple examples are, let's say you have a small auto dealership and you want to conduct a customer satisfaction survey. You know, versus the standard mail out that some people may throw in the trash or whatever, mm-hmm. you may offer a bonus for people to come back and actually complete an online survey on your website mm-hmm. that you can administer yourself without programming. If you can use a word processor, you could implement this survey and then go through a variety of questions that gauge how successful their experience was and how likely they are to come back, which could help with a whole bunch of things.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if they came in the store, and we would say, look, if you'll go to our website and fill out a 10-question survey, we'll send you an email after you complete that. That when you bring that, you print that email out and bring it in, we'll give you $20 off your next purchase. That
absolutely,
kind of thing.
Lots of creative ideas.
Because you need to motivate them to do that a little bit, because otherwise they won't even may not remember when you go back. Or you could actually, since you if you know them, and if you're already doing business with them, and if you've done what I've been asking you to do now for a long time. And that's get their email addresses and ask them to let you send them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could email them that, couldn't you?
Absolutely. One application that we know of, there's a science teacher that's using web survey to actually facilitate quizzes online. Huh. And she sent us an example of one of the quizzes that she just did, and it's for a geography test. But it allows her students to, you know, log in via the school and actually take the test online, and then the results are automatically emailed to her, and it's just a very streamlined way of gathering information from any user group.
Isn't that going to be part of the new face of education for the 21st century?
Oh, I think so. We're seeing a lot of pull-through from the education environment, not only higher education, but a lot of school districts all over the United States.
Okay, that's a good percentage of our business. Help us with the jargon. What's pull-through?
A lot of people are showing a need for the products that we create, which is really gratifying.
Now, let's talk about it. I'll tell you what, we're going to a break here. We've got to take a quick break in just a few seconds. When we come back, one of the things that I like about having Sandy on the show is not only does she have the ability to help us understand how we can use technology on our website to drive our business model, but they have some capability that I want you to know about as well. That I think you'll find very interesting and very usable as a small business owner. 20 after, stay with me. We'll be right back with Sandra Crystal, President and Chief Operating Officer of GlobalScale. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Sandy Crystal, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's the president of GlobalScape. And, Sandy, we've been talking about some interesting things that people could have and put on their website. But, folks, when we talk about surveys, when we talk about quizzes and things like that, these aren't just little gimmicks. These aren't just little toys. These are things that attract people to your site, because they're interested in the information that you're providing, and it gives them something to do on your website more than just read about you. It gives them an opportunity to sort of invest a little bit of themselves in you, doesn't it, Sandy?
It really does. And when you talk about tools like GlobalScape's web survey, it's primarily targeting the small to medium-sized business who don't have enormous marketing departments and market researchers that spend all day long doing this. But the product certainly sells through to the Global 1000. So it's a tool used by a variety of businesses just because it saves time, it enhances productivity, and it puts the power of market research into hands of people who don't necessarily know how to program. And that's a good thing.
Exactly. Well, and folks, the thing, I mean, many times, Sandy, my audience has heard me say 10 years ago, even as little as 10 years ago, maybe even as late as 5 years ago, if a company wanted to have some of the capability we're talking about right now, they would have had to have spent millions of dollars. Only very large companies could afford to do this, because it took major programming efforts to do this. And what I've been reminding them about is today, because of companies like GlobalScape and others who have lots of different kinds of software capability, it's available in smaller, tiny, small business increments in the pricing that we can afford.
Right, absolutely. If you've got basic PC skills and the inclination, look at it as a Home Depot. You can actually get your website up and running, implement some of the tools that will help drive your business, learn more about your customers, and you can do it yourself without paying hefty dollars for consultants to come in and do it for you.
Exactly. Now, let's use your company as an example. And by the way, folks, I'm going to remind you, now I've got Sandy on here because her company is a great example of these companies, but there are lots and lots of companies out there that offer different kinds of software.
Absolutely.
That you can buy for $69 or $99 and actually implement some of these things on your website. Sandy, go ahead and give us your website first.
Sure. Our website is www.globalscape.com. That's GlobalScape.com.
Okay.
And you can also access GlobalScape products through top download sites like cnetdownload.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you went online and did a search on Google for a particular product category like content management or web surveys or file management, GlobalScape's going to come up all the time.
Let's take one of those examples and one of those applications. Let's talk about the survey again.
Sure.
What is the product that in your inventory that would help them with the surveys?
Okay. Well, we actually have named it Web Survey.
Imagine that.
That takes out the guesswork.
Yeah.
But what it really does is just give you the power to instantly gather valuable information from your website visitors. You can choose from hundreds of pre-designed questionnaires or create your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gain insight into what your customers, partners, or even employees really want and need.
And these are designed so that the customer doesn't feel like they're bearing their soul to you, right? This is just information that obviously if they give it to you, it's going to help you serve them.
Absolutely. And there's a variety of templates and questionnaires already done by professionals that can give you a head start and give you ideas as to what to ask. You can also create your own.
Right.
But it's very easy to use. You simply select a survey questionnaire or customize your own. You post it to your website. Your findings are automatically emailed back to you. And
now,
then you
now
can
let
use
me, let me, now th- is this considered an ASP?
No,
are you
actually,
managed, I mean, is the survey managed on your servers or is it on the website servers?
It's actually managed on our servers,
right,
but
okay.
And it's emailed to the end users.
So basically, you're handling the back room for them.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then once the responses to your questions are emailed to you, you can use those results or that data to display it and better understand it in any office application, for example.
Well,
Excel, PowerPoint.
Yeah, let's say you took 90 days to find out how your customers felt about their satisfaction with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you came back that 93% of your customers said that your service was either good or excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something that you want to put on your website?
Absolutely.
You know, our recent survey shows.
And more importantly, the areas that maybe you're not so excellent
exactly.
at, so you can improve.
Work on those.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. This has so many benefits on so many levels. It upgrades the sophistication of your website. It presents you to your customers as a company that's you know not in the dark ages with regard to their website, and it gets you a connection to your customers. It gets them a little bit invested in you, and it gets you information that you can use. Right, Sandy?
Right. That's right. And then once you have that information, you know, you can present it in powerful charts that help you make those business decisions that are going to help you grow.
Sandy, I know you've got a number of different products there at GlobalScape.com, and I'd like for you to come back and talk to us about some other ways we can use our websites to benefit our businesses, and we'll do that in another visit. Thank you for being here.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
GlobalScape.com. Folks, check that out when you get a chance. Sandra Crystal is the president. Quick break. Right back with Steve Forbes. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.